Live. We kick off hour number two, the Friday edition of the program. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site, totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. This is the show about your calls, so if we start an hour and there's people on the phones, we go to them. Let's talk to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I want to talk a little bit about CO2 emissions and so forth. But
riveting stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, coal power plants do indeed produce a lot of CO2. They're actually, of all the different kinds of power plants we have, they give us the most emissions of all.
Okay.
So, but I was thinking, in one of my classes, we were watching this documentary called The End of Suburbia. And basically what it talked about was how we've developed this whole suburban culture that's dependent on cheap fossil fuels, and how once we hit peak oil, we're not going to be able to sustain that. Because
define peak oil, please.
When the oil production reaches its peak. And
now, it's my understanding that there was a time in our history when you know, certain oil pockets were not, you know, it just wasn't worth going after them. They just cost too much and there's no value. But you can get oil out of shale right now, and it's just now moving into the cost-effective realm. But there's a lot of oil out there that previously wasn't considered worth going after that now is.
Well, so, what that's doing is just the price of oil is going up, and we're going past... We're very quickly approaching peak.
Sure. Well,
is what that means.
Well, I don't know whether it means that or not. There's new peaks all the time, and the peak oil is something that's is a term that's bandied about by the progressive types that would like to see us all wearing bear skins and living in caves.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. I think it's people that want us to see us move to something that's more sustainable, like water and whatnot, because... water and solar fuel. And
some of them do want us to.
Oh, absolutely. There are some, but to make a generalization like that is just flat out wrong.
Well, talk radio.
Let's be clear. we're never going to run out of
let's
oil.
Be clear.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're not going to run out of oil because the price is going to continue to go up. And by the time we would ever get close to running out of oil, it'd be so expensive that nobody would be using it anymore.
Right, and by that point, a new market solution would have come out, basically.
But I had to write a paper in response to this film.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of parroting the normal statist lines about how we need to pass more regulations and so forth, what I did was I actually went back through the history of why we have this transportation system that we have, because if you think about it, roads are not, markets are not good for supporting road construction, because it's very difficult to charge somebody for driving on a road when they can get on or off that road at any point. On the other hand, mass transport is very market friendly because, you know, there's only certain places where you can get on and off. And there aren't, you know, it's a lot easier to charge people for it.
I'm sorry, I think roads are absolutely market friendly. It's certainly possible that roads could be sponsored. The billboards on the road could totally pay for the cost of the road and the upkeep.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Businesses could just simply pay for the cost of the roads out in front of their business. There's a variety of, I think, different ways that roads could easily be handled with the marketplace without actually charging drivers.
Well, that may be true, but actually, if you look at the history of it, we did have privately owned roads where there were basically toll booths before.
We had privately owned trails?
I mean, turnpikes.
Turnpikes.
What the turnpikes were. They were privately owned roads.
But the last time that was around was really...
Like 1930.
I mean, yeah.
And to call something a turnpike then doesn't mean that what we call a turnpike now is six lanes and, you know... concrete and asphalt running for hundreds of miles is what they're talking about.
I'm originally from Connecticut. I mean, I live up in a place where there are several turnpikes still.
Another advantage of having charging people for using roads is that it cuts down on congestion because you can have, you know, price discrimination where you charge people less at a time when there's less cars on the road.
That's
so
true.
So, you know, that's just, you know, prices are good.
Right, but as you pointed out, then you've got the problem with dealing with when they get on and when they get off.
What I'm saying is that markets can more easily, I'm not saying that they can't finance roads. I'm saying that they more easily can finance forms of public transit. And so, you know, government has created part of this problem. It's not just, you know, the free market.
And I think that a libertarian response to this would be that, in all likelihood, roads wouldn't be an issue anyway, because in a libertarian America, although I like the FAA, and I'm a believer in keeping the FAA, that the FAA would probably go away, and that we would have flying cars very, very quickly.
I think you're out of your mind.
You think I'm out of my mind? Look at, go to the Molnar air car.
Molnar, M-O-L-L-E-R.
Check it out. Why is he out of his mind?
I've heard you guys talk about this flying car issue. I don't know. It seems like libertarians always pull this technological fix line. Like, whenever they don't have a solution to something, they're just like, well, technology will solve the problem.
Well, or, why wouldn't it? There's been the Mueller flying car for several decades now. And
they can't release it because it's slightly too heavy.
I've just never seen this. I'll have to do more research.
Look up flying cars, man. There are like 8 different varieties and several different companies now that have flying cars that they want to bring to market,
but can't.
And the government has a long history of stifling innovation. I mean, it's what they do. They stifle things. They govern
the patent industry.
I wonder how that would tie in with, like, property rights, though, because, you know, do I have the right to fly my car, you know, 10 meters above your property, or...
I think that Ian would respond to this as, you know, there's a sort of a homesteading issue as far as above your house. I mean, do you own the space that's 100 miles above your house? I mean, if your house passes over Mars, do you own that piece of that planet, too? So, you know, there's a point above your house that you don't own, but at the same time, you know, that it's unfair to drive down somebody's street with your, you know, your radio blaring so loud that it shakes their windows. So, I mean, I think that, you know, even I don't think that we, you know, this is a huge issue, and there will be certainly amount of government.
It would certainly be something that would be worked out over time, but I think the homesteading thing is the answer. For instance, if you've got an antenna tower in your yard, then you own up to just above the top of the antenna tower, that sort of thing. Luke, any other thoughts for us?
No, but I'll be looking for flying cars on news in the state of New Hampshire.
Mueller Sky Car. Thanks for the call, Luke. Right. We appreciate hearing from you.
You know, it's interesting. We keep saying Mueller, but there are several different companies out there that offer.
Really? I haven't seen any of the other ones.
Yeah, a lot of the other ones, and actually some of the other ones are better than I've seen now. Yeah, and I'll look into it.
But the interesting thing about the Mueller Sky Car is
it was one of the first
named
yes.
ones, at least. And they came out with a generation of it back in, the 50s
and 60s? It also looks really cool.
You know,
yes, it does.
It was human innovation that got us past the horse-drawn carriage. If the government was big enough right now, we'd be walking behind horses scooping up piles of horse apples.
Because those cars are scary and dangerous.
It's dangerous. You go above 40 miles an hour, it sucks the air out of your lungs.
Well, they used to think that the windshield wipers would when somebody, I don't know who it was, but whoever, Mr. Windshield Wiper invented that, they thought that it was going to distract people. They thought that having windshield wipers was going to freak people out and they wouldn't be able to pay attention to the road. I mean, there's all kinds of naysayers out there. I mean, I was reading something in a radio magazine today saying that CBS radio back in the day, they just thought personal computers were a fad. They thought personal computers were going to go out of style, like pop rocks.
I think, wasn't it Bill Gates that said 640K ought to be enough for anyone?
I think what Bill Gates said.
Well, yeah. And that just goes to show how one person at one snapshot in time, and this is what government's about, mm-hmm. should not be making decisions that last forever. Bill Gates said that. He is the foremost expert on computers, and he said, that's just too much. If we'd have passed a law that computers couldn't go above, what was the number?
640K in RAM.
640K RAM. What would we have right now?
Yeah.
I mean...
By the way, I saw a video clip Crackhead Bill sent me the other night of Bill Gates as he was very young speaking somewhere, praising Apple, praising Macintosh. And I just thought it was funny because he obviously took that idea, ran with it, and then crushed Apple. So he at one time really
made applesauce.
He had a lot of respect for those guys. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, and you can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, about 700 unique pages created by the listeners, and you could go and edit one of them if you wanted to. You can add to the wiki. It's totally listener editable at wiki.freetalklive.com. There's information about the hosts, the issues that we've talked about, some of the guests that we've had on, wiki.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Now, earlier in the show, we were sort of talking about this intelligent design controversy. And, Johnson, I think that you wanted to go elsewhere with that.
Right. The segment, at the end of the segment before last, we had a caller call in and start telling us about a certain bacteria and how it has a flagellum and it's a perfectly designed engine. It's liquid-fueled and just started going off. And this whole tangent that I've heard before And what it is a lot of the intelligent design advocates, and I may be wrong on this, and I apologize to him if I am wrong on his views on this, but it sounded like he was getting into the whole intelligent design argument that evolution and intelligent design aren't different, and because you know, all these things were, all these steps and stages of evolution were designed, they're intentionally designed, and going into this whole sort of argument that you know, something that complex, like an organism that complex, couldn't have just happened. And Darwin said this himself, because if an organism could have come around that, you know, didn't happen through a series of minor changes, that it would totally invalidate his theory, because a lot of these intelligent design advocates like to take Darwin out of context. And what he was saying there is that his theory, he wasn't saying that his theory had been invalidated. He was specifically saying exactly what Darwin's theory is that something like that, something so complex, that what this guy believes to be a perfectly designed liquid-fueled engine, in fact, did come about from a series of very small changes. Bacterial life on our planet evolves through asexual reproduction and through mutations. And what happens is, in bacterial reproduction on our planet, the smallest and most abundant form of life, they evolve through, or they what happens is they mutate. Mm-hmm. They're a very small form of life, and they mutate. Unlike most life forms on this planet, which generally remain constant, bacteria just happen to have very strange things happen to their biology. They mutate and have huge differences in from generation to generation.
Okay.
And what happens is entire populations of bacteria can be wiped out so that only a certain subset of that population is left, those that possess a certain mutation. And so what you get is you get evolution in the bacterial population, because those only those sets of bacteria that have that particular mutation will live on to reproduce asexually, and then that population grows, obviously, explosively. Bacteria reproduce very, very quickly.
Well, I see where you're going on it, and I'm of the opinion that evolution is, at the very least, started by God, or directed to some extent or another by God. That's my opinion.
Right. Now, but what I was, basically the debate, you know, the whole level of the debate on this was that I was saying that intelligent design is not just belief in the creation of evolution. That's a separate idea entirely. Intelligent design is a specific set of theories, and I don't know what they all are, but it's a specific set of theories to be taught, especially if it were going to be taught in schools.
I don't think that's true. I think that intelligent design just essentially means that the world was designed intelligently to most people who understand the theory.
Not as what I've heard.
Wait a second. But that the people that get to, that those are the supporters. But the people that get to implement it inside of a public school, and this is the reason I don't support it,
we should have their, Michael.
They're going to have their own set of criteria. They're going to say, well, Adam and Eve, or whatever it is that they're going to say that intelligent design entails, because you have to write a textbook. You can't just say, I mean, if the lesson plan is, God might have been involved here, kids, then it's over. That's it. So you have to have specific criteria here. And that's where I have a problem with intelligent design, is me paying tax dollars for whatever religion it is you wish to foist off in science class. This is science. Let's talk about science. Even if God created science, let's talk about it.
So
we talk about math. God created math and math. That's fine. Let's do that.
So basically what you're saying, Johnson, is that, for instance, the bacteria that the guy was talking about earlier, it's so perfect. It's an engine. It's liquid cool and all that. He was sort of approaching it from the perspective of, well, look, this is so small, and we haven't found anything that was a precursor to it, so therefore it was the first thing that ever happened.
Right, which is not true.
Wasn't.
Yeah,
when in fact what you're saying is the bacteria that we have today is drastically different from the bacteria that would have existed a million or a billion years ago.
Right, and basically that, you know, we as an organism have come about from colonies of these little, you know, tiny little cells that were not very advanced at all, and through mutations and billions of years became what we are now. You know, became communities, became different, because basically what evolution is it's the growth of an organism through different relationships. Predator prey. In other words, for example,
and environment as well.
And environment and whatnot. But what you have is, for example, if a wolf suddenly, you know, this is obviously not something that happens on this sort of scale, but say if it can happen on a bacterial scale, but say a wolf suddenly had a mutation that allowed it to run four times faster.
Okay.
You know, that doesn't happen.
Go throw off the ecosystem.
Right. That can't happen on our level, but it can happen on the bacterial
right.
level. Now, say a wolf, this would happen, right? And wolf's prey are generally rabbits. Well, what would happen is the rabbit population would be drastically culled.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the rabbits that were able to outrun the wolves. You know, if there were a certain subset of rabbits that were able to outrun the wolves,
right.
then those rabbits would live and breed. So what you have...
Then you get faster rabbits.
Right, then you get faster rabbits. Then that means that the environment for the wolves has changed. The wolves have to be faster now.
Right.
So you get faster and faster wolves and faster rabbits, and it goes on. And over billions of years, suddenly you have rabbits breaking the speed of sound. You know, I don't know. I mean, we're talking about something that's, you know, that's... What happens with evolution is those types of things. I mean, maybe you're starting
right, you're
to
compressing,
start get,
you're compressing evolution right, into one example.
Right, but maybe you get wolves with longer legs and rabbits with longer
sure.
legs. And maybe eventually something happens where the rabbits escape by jumping so high that now it becomes advantageous for them to start growing wings.
And
or,
I'd also
or
like
flaps.
To, I was wrong about what the other caller was trying to describe, but I'd like to point out that evolution is not exclusive to atheism. You could believe
oh, absolutely.
In, you can believe in a god and believe in evolution at the same time.
I do.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231. Well, one thing's for sure, the Christians certainly do not agree on what they believe in. In fact, Johnson,
right.
they are attacking one another
well,
over their belief systems.
There's as many opinions as there are Christians.
Yeah, well, get a load of this, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. A Florida church... names, it posts a list of names of gay marriage foals. How did it do that?
Foles.
Well, foals.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Foals.
Sound foals.
People against gay marriage.
Not little horses.
A Florida church is posting names of people who are against gay marriage?
Yes, a Jacksonville church published the names of Florida residents who signed a petition backing a ballot. A Florida church launched a campaign this week to identify supporters of a proposed state constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage by publishing the names and addresses of 400,000 Florida residents.
People are pretty angry
counties.
About this.
Absolutely.
Because they essentially, the anti-gay zealots are now being outed publicly, and they don't like it. We'll explore this a little bit more coming up. 800-259-9231. What happens when Christians duke it out? That's what we'll explore. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is where we got our website, and everything there is free. In fact, you can sign up for the updates, and whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first, or maybe some new feature on our website, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates. freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, you're telling us about what happens when Christians disagree. In fact, in this case, it's a story out of Florida where one church has posted the names of hundreds, I presume? Hundreds?
400,000.
Oh my gosh. Of 400,000 individuals who signed a petition to ban gay marriage, as I understand.
400,000 Florida residents in 60 counties, and the list contains their names and addresses. The internet campaign by Christ Church of Peace, a non-denominational church in Jacksonville, has been denounced by groups that support a state ballot initiative that defines marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Gary DeBusk, pastor of the church, the Christ Church of Peace, said the church began the Know Thy Neighbor effort Monday to encourage dialogue and prevent voter signature fraud. As the head of a congregation that supports same-sex marriage, DeBusk said, he also wanted to add a new perspective to a debate that he said had been dominated largely by religious conservatives.
It's anonymously.
Yes, anonymously so far. He says it's time for another voice that is Christian be heard. The website, knowthyneighbor.org/Florida, is linked to the church's homepage and contains a searchable database of the names. The names on such petitions are a part of public record, according to the Florida Department of State. Christian groups such as the Fort Lauderdale-based Center for Reclaiming America and the Florida Family Policy Council have denounced the website as a misguided effort to intimidate activists. Privacy issue. It's a gross invasion of people's privacy.
Hold on. Who's going to intimidate these activists? What, are gay people going to start calling up and harassing these individuals? I mean, I just can't see that there would be anybody at all that would be intimidating these petition signers.
They go out with six cans of spray paint, all of the various different colors, and make people's lawns into giant rainbows.
By the way, the database isn't just searchable, it's also browsable. I mean, you go to if you go to knowthyneighbor.org/Florida, right there, starting with the A's, you've got everybody that signed this petition, which I think is great. I mean, the information's publicly available. They should absolutely be able to take it and turn it into a database. This is a great example of the marketplace taking action. No government was involved here except for the fact that they gave up the info.
They should turn it into a Flickr map like we have at map.freetalklive.gov.
No, that would be insane. That Flickr map can barely handle 1,300 people. This is 400,000.
Whatever. You know, that way you'd have a way of being able to find who near you.
You can search by first, last name, street, and even county. So, nice. Way to go for them.
Yeah. Well, it's a gross invasion of people's privacy, said John Stemberger, president of the General Council of Florida Family Policy Council.
He should complain to the state government, because it's the state government that's allowing these things to be public, and the reason why is for transparency's sake. For instance, if there's a really controversial ballot initiative, like this one, it's going on the ballot, the opposition could say, hey, wait a minute, how do we know that those signatures were real? And that's the reason why the state says, well, okay, here, come and look at them. You can verify them for yourself. When you hand over petition signatures to the state, they verify them. They double-check them against the voters' rolls to make sure that, you know, they're signed correctly, that they're actually legitimate registered voters. So the state checks them out. In fact, they usually chuck a whole bunch of them because when you get petition signatures, people don't actually read the petitions they're signing. They don't know what boxes to fill in, so a lot of them are invalid. So then once they get those valid ones, they have to be transparent. You have to be able to access them as another member of the public. Otherwise, every single ballot initiative is totally questionable.
Sure.
So they can complain all they want, but if they want to keep complaining, it's just going to mean that the only solution is to get rid of ballot initiatives.
Isn't also the Florida Family Policy Council and the folks in the family group, aren't they also some of those groups that are like big, yeah, hugely known for making the television and radio complaints?
They sound like those types of groups.
That's the American Television Council.
And the Parents Television Council.
I'm sorry, Parents Television Council, excuse me.
I thought there were some other groups that were...
There are a few others.
They are involved.
Well, Stemberger argued that if Christian conservatives published the names and addresses of gay rights activists, they would be likely be condemned as hate mongers. A lot of people would be outraged and say it's hateful, say it's a hateful, un-Christian gesture, he said. Lisa Owens, a nurse who lives in Pasco County, said she was furious when she learned from the Florida Family Policy Council that her name and address had been posted online. If somebody wanted to do a hate crime...
Which Lisa Owens from where?
Lisa Owens, who lives in Pasco County.
That would be... Is that Land O'Lakes? 3200 Land O'Lakes Boulevard.
Oh, God.
That's hilarious.
She says, if somebody wanted to do a hate crime, my address was right there, she said. I felt like my privacy had been invaded.
Stop for a moment. I understand what they're saying, that their point is somewhat valid, that they were concerned that if they posted all the gay activist names on the website, they'd be accused of being hateful. Well, the only reason why you'd be accused of that is because
you
Christians are more likely to be the ones that are going to go and bash somebody's mailbox or break somebody's window.
I'm not sure that's true.
Well, how many times have you heard stories of gay activists going and attacking Christians? How many times has that happened? How many times have a bunch of gay toughs come on to a Christian on the street carrying a Bible, pushed him up against a window and beaten the crap out of him? How many Christians have been killed by gay people?
Those aren't Christians. Those are just people that need an excuse to hate
people. Well, they call themselves Christians, and
sure
they do. Have Christian stuff in their lives.
I don't.
They believe that they're doing God's work, and you and I might disagree with it, and I think most good Christians would disagree with it, but this is the problem with the label Christian, is it encompasses a whole lot of people.
Well, this is why a lot of people really dislike me, and I know people have a lot of problems with me on this, just as my presence on the show, in that I believe absolutely that people of religion are more violent in general. Look at
Muslims. Christians?
Muslims and Christians, look at Passion of the Christ. That movie, what was that movie all about? How one could not, you know, could watch that movie and think it was so great and wonderful and look at what he went through for our sins. No, people were going to that movie to watch blood, gore, and violence. That movie was violent, particularly just to stir people up.
I'm somebody that has seen a lot of violent movies. I've seen my share of horror movies. I've seen some gory films. I've never seen anything like it. It was just stunning, the amount of gore. It was sickening almost. To me, it was sickening.
Well, I think that someone could argue that the idea was to show the suffering that Christ went through in order to...
You don't have to argue that, and I could argue that there were psychological tactics being used on people there.
Hold on, sorry, you do not have to... Anybody that has studied even the bare minimum of filmmaking knows that you don't have to show gore to show suffering. In fact, gore does not necessarily mean there's suffering going on. Alfred Hitchcock was famous for not showing deaths on screen. Did that make his movies less scary? Absolutely not.
I think when you're trying to make people cringe, when you're intentionally trying to make people cringe, you are engaging in psychologically effective. You're trying to affect someone's psyche. I think that, and I don't know if I would call it necessarily mind control, but I certainly think that you're stirring people up in order to send a message.
I want to hear from somebody that thinks that it was wrong for this church to post these 400,000 names online. If you think it was wrong of them, 1-800-259-9231. Really want to hear from you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Friday edition, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams there, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free. For your convenience at freetalklive.com. We're talking about over 400,000 names. They've been posted online. The website is knowthyneighbor.org/Florida. There's also another section of the site for Massachusetts. Apparently, it's a church in Jacksonville that has acquired all of the voter information from a bunch of petition signatures and put it online. The petition had to do with one of these marriage amendments where the amendment essentially says, we define marriage as being between a man and a woman, blah, 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 that thing. And so
I hope they don't throw anything about in there about divorce or anything like that. That'd be terrible.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're defining marriage as between a man and a woman, couldn't you just define it as, you know, for life?
I suppose they could. Well, the other thing is, there are some Christians that want that.
If marriage is between a man and a woman, I just want to know if they believe that that's the typical relationship. What? How did we populate the globe? I mean, according to religion, I mean, wasn't there? I mean, a lot of sort of a man and a woman and a woman and a woman.
There was a lot.
Polygamy.
Yeah, polygamy and all sorts. I mean, what you know the Bible much better than me, Mark.
Sure.
What happened? How exactly, according to the Bible, was the earth populated? You had Adam and Eve, and
well, I don't. As far as the earth has been populated over a period of time. Abraham had a wife, but then he slept with Hagar. He is
Abraham slept with Hagar?
Hagar was his wife's maidservant, I believe.
Oh, it's a woman.
Handmaiden.
Okay.
Like that.
Hagar,
Hagar the horrible.
Okay. I think it's spelled somewhat similar. I'm not sure. And I hope I have that name right. Anyway, and he beget Isaac and Isaac, yeah,
who
Isaac,
cares?
And then turned, and then Ishmael. And these are the these two people are the Jews and the Arabs. Apparently, Ishmael was much more prolific because there's a lot more Arabs.
So wait, so I'm not a biblical expert either. Are you saying that God made more people, or did He just make Adam and Eve, and then they just sort of made everybody?
Well, were there
some other people that He made that the Bible doesn't talk about?
If the Bible didn't talk about it, it didn't happen, right? God made Adam and Eve. They populated the earth. Some people started humping angels and made giants. God got angry. He flooded the earth. The only people left were Noah, his wife, his three kids,
right.
and their wives.
Oh, and didn't people live hundreds of years back then?
Shem and Japheth, is that right?
Didn't Noah live for 600 years or something?
I think he lived in excess of 600.
No, wait, it was Noah, his wife.
And then Ham, Shem, and Japheth, I think are the names of his kids.
Right, so there were only four people.
No, there were and their wives, so there were eight total people.
Eight total people, and somehow we populated the planet with one man and one wife, and supposedly that's the way it all came about.
And that was
and I don't believe that is the way it came about if you read the biblical story.
4,000 years ago. Well, if you look at Solomon had I don't know, hundreds of wives and then many, many more concubines. Basically, men of power and men of wealth have always had more wives up until
recently. So one wife and one husband, really, that's not the way it works. So all these people who are against this are kind of full of it, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's what they think is the right thing to
do. Well, they want to be in charge, and they want to define marriage the way they want it defined, and it's outrageous. We're going to come back to this, but actually we're going to the phones. Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Great, sir. What's on your mind?
The thing I got against the gay marriage is if they allow them to get married, they're going to have to allow them to adopt kids, and then...
What's wrong with that?
Just as they use sodomy as a deterrent to, like, go to jail, like, even in commercials, you know, like, they got the car insurance commercials saying that you could buy our insurance or you're going to end up in a jail and meet a guy named Wally.
Wow.
You know,
and now
they could use saying that if you don't go along with our program, we're going to take your kids away and give them to homosexuals.
Now, wait a minute, Dave.
Are you trying to seriously suggest that homosexual people sodomize children? Are you seriously suggesting that?
No, he's not saying
as a fear tactic, because, you know...
But wait, Dave,
I could care less about the homos getting married because...
Okay, good, that's fine,
I think they should have a contract,
Dave,
or something.
Wait a minute, contracts, I'm all for contracts, that's what marriage is, you know, if you want to have a contract with whoever you're marrying, that's fine, but I want to know why you think that homosexuals are incapable of raising children.
Well, I look at everything with a math kind of deal, and... Gay plus gay equals zero. They can't have children.
But we were talking about adoption. We were talking about adoption.
Well, see, then you're homosexual. They say, you know, they're born like that, or you choose it, or
most
whatever.
People are born like that. Absolutely. From the homosexuals we have talked to on this show,
I think that's a matter of discernment. Because and then we all have to die and we all have to face our maker or whatever you think is at the end. So I feel, you know, do not judge is the answer.
But you're
love
judging
one another.
But wait a minute, you're judging.
Don't become murderers. Like,
now, wait,
because
now,
there's
hold on,
gay murderers.
Well, slow down, buddy.
Murderers.
Slow down. I agree with you. Don't judge other people. But you just judged gay people as not being able to raise children.
Well, no, because in the nature of things, I look at things very simply. By nature, by the law of mathematics. By
the laws of nature, actually, homosexuality does exist. So homosexuality is absolutely natural. And secondly...
Well, where?
Lots of animals.
Look
species.
At animals.
Yeah,
I mean, really.
The two animals don't make love to each other, kind of like raising the kids.
Dolphins,
you know,
dolphins do make love to one another. They have sex for pleasure. Dave, I'm going to hold you over because I want to explore this a little bit more with you, so stick with me. 800-259-9231. Dave says he looks at it from a natural perspective. I look at it from a sensible perspective of there are, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of kids in a foster care and the adoption, the orphanages around the world. These kids need families. I don't care if they're gay or not. We need to get them out of the hands of the government and into the hands of people that love them. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Summer's here, and it's time for the blockbusters. No, not Hollywood's latest romance or action film. I'm talking about getting your car ready for cruising around the block and beyond. We'll review the script when I come back.
Bobby Likas here with Car Killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Quiet on the set. The scene opens on your garage. And if you follow this script, you'll be an automotive action hero. Lights. Remember, a clean lens makes any picture brighter. So inspect bulbs and replace those burned out. Makeup, as in make up a list of vehicle fluids that need to be seasonally monitored. Climbing temperatures cripple cooling systems. So check the level, condition, and concentration of coolant before hitting the road. And action. Carry basic tools and a first aid kit for an emergency. But remember, for red carpet treatment, take your vehicle to a certified technician. That's a wrap. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today, or visit TornadoAir.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You can join us online at FreeTalkLive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Now, if you like that, we ask that you vote for us. We need your votes right now at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a month-long process, and at this point, we're only about halfway through the month, so we need to sustain getting more votes. So if you've yet to vote in the month of June, go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address and maybe about a minute of free time, and your votes help us stay on the top 10 podcasts of the world, which means that if we're in the top 10 podcasts, we get new listeners every single day as a result of that exposure. So, vote.freetalklive.com. You will not be spammed. We return to the phones with Dave in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Now, Dave.
Hey, thanks for holding me over.
Hey, I think thanks for listening. Thanks for being so open-minded.
The true agenda, I think, of the whole homosexual thing is population control.
What do you mean?
They're pushing the acceptance of homosexuality because it takes away from the population. Also, if they get married, they'll be able to adopt children, and they could use them as a sponge to suck up the excess of foster kids. They're really freaked out about the population of the world.
Let me stop you for a second, Dave. What you just said there, that they could use them to suck up the excess population
like a sponge, because homosexuals can't have kids, right?
How is that bad?
I don't even want to go down that route. I see it.
Well,
bad
we need to go down that route because look, right, they are good parents. I mean, they could give kids to loving families.
Right.
Why is it not right?
Because our government uses sodomy to scare us, to control us from going to jail.
It's not related. We're talking about why.
Act?
No. Why, Dave, answer me this question. Why is it not right to give a child who has no parents and no home to a couple of people, human beings,
right,
who want to put that child into a loving home? Why
they,
is that
they
wrong?
They could love them as, you know, good and give them everything, nice, you know, house and good love and, you know,
as opposed to having
not
grow up in streets.
I understand all of that, but that's going to instill in society that it's okay, and it's not okay because...
Wait. What part's not okay?
What part's not okay? Yes, exactly.
Okay. Right. There's extrusion holes and receiving holes.
Okay, Dave, we're running low on time here. You're somebody who's really uncomfortable with the idea of homosexuality. I can tell that.
No, it's just a natural thing. If there was a manual for the human body, it would say, don't put nothing up there.
It's okay
it's
to be uncomfortable.
Dave,
I agree with you. I would like to point something out that may shock you, Dave.
What?
Just because someone is gay does not mean they engage in anal sex.
All right.
That does not mean that at all.
It's a discernment thing because I love men. I love my brother. I love my father. I love my friend Frank that I grew up in a thing. I hug him. I give him a kiss on the cheek. But
there's different things
of love. And people get hurt in that love game. So they
people get hurt in heterosexual relationships. Heterosexual relationships, there's terrible families out there. People abusing their children.
The gay people that want to adopt, Dave,
I'm sorry, man, we're out of time. But thanks for the call, as always. The gay people that want to adopt are loving individuals that want to allow a child to have a better life. There's nothing wrong with that. If you think there's something wrong with that, and you can quantify it, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Hour number 3 is on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a